County 10 podcast made possible by Elevate Rehab, Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy at 4th and Main and Lander. They treat conditions affecting the entire body. They do FCE testing and return to work training. They've got the only two certified hand therapists in Lander. That's Elevate Rehab, Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique also makes the show possible. Boy, they've got some cool stuff in that store. They've got new lines of jewelry and spring fashion. They've got a couple of new lines they're excited about. Very eco-friendly. They help give back to the Lander economy. You can ask Janet and the staff about all the new cool stuff there. They're at 258 Main Street, beautiful downtown Lander. New stuff all the time. So if you haven't been in a while, great spot to pick up gifts for a birthday or an anniversary. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. And the show's brought to you by Rendezvous Dental. Dr. Crane, Dr. Sackett, accepting new patients now. Great time to get your teeth nice and shiny. They use state-of-the-art techniques and technology at Rendezvous Dental, and they just have a phenomenal staff. They'll be moving into that new building here very soon, hopefully at the corner of North 8th West and Sunset. But their facility right now is a very good one at 312 North 8th West in Riverton. Rendezvous Dental, accepting new patients now.
This is the County 10 Podcast. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Monday, March 16th to you. First and foremost, hope you, your family, everybody close to you is doing well and staying safe out there across Fremont County. It has certainly been an interesting few days, and hopefully this week on the County 10 Podcast, we're going to have some answers for you to your questions. We'll fill you in on some things going on, and we'll do it in a format that caters to self-isolation, whatever your situation is. Hopefully we can reach you and get some interesting guests on for you here as we deal with coronavirus nationwide and right here in the state of Wyoming. I've reached out to a number of medical professionals, to business owners, to different government entities around Wyoming and Fremont County, and now I will see who gets back to me and who wants to appear on the show. If you're in quarantine, if you're isolating yourself and want to actually be a guest on the show, love to talk to pretty much anybody and everybody this week. It is kind of an open platform, so let us know what you want to say. Even if it's just an opinion, we'll take it. Let me know if we can get you on a show. Email us tips, T-I-P-S, at county10.com, and we'll arrange it for you, tips at county10.com. It's been a while since we've been able to have our regularly scheduled chat with Amanda Farring, county10.com reporter, but need to check in with her today and get you the latest on COVID-19 and some other happenings in Fremont County as we welcome Amanda to the Porter's 10Cast studio. Now, Amanda, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Very busy. Yeah. Definitely busier than usual this past weekend, that's for sure. But hopefully everyone was able to stay up to date with our posts and kind of be in the know of what's going on locally and statewide.
Yeah.
So
it seems like we learn so much about coronavirus and new developments every few hours.
Yes.
I think back to like midweek last week, and we were still not for sure. We didn't really know how to approach this. And now Friday, more information comes out. Saturday, more information comes out. And now it's a global, nationwide pandemic. It's,
yeah.
It's crazy how rapidly things change, but it's been interesting to watch you try to report this news as it comes in one piece by piece. And certainly there's a lot of local stuff going on, but mm-hmm. county10.com will keep you up to date with as much as we know. I'll just kind of throw that out bluntly to you. What do we know at this point, and just kind of refresh everybody, I guess.
Yeah. So far we do know that there is one presumptive positive COVID-19 case here in Lander. They're isolated at the Sage West Hospital there in Lander, and kind of waiting on test results to come back at this point. I guess it was yesterday morning, Sunday morning, City of Lander had posted an update saying tests had been done, data collected by the state, actually, the state health official, and been taken back to Cheyenne a day or two here for results. So we're kind of anxiously waiting on those results. I know that the other residents at Showboat were also tested, so I'm just kind of curious to kind of see what's going on there. Another one, I believe it was, sorry, my days have all run together.
That's fair.
Yeah, it ran together this weekend.
It's felt like it's been a year the last few days. I think it's been so weird.
I believe it was Saturday night that there was another announcement saying that another Sheridan County case connected to the person who was originally the first case in Wyoming is also testing presumptive positive. So kind of just curious to see where we're at with those three so far. And if any more is going to start to add to that here soon.
Yeah, that third case, too, that person was in Colorado. They were traveling.
Right.
So interesting to see what pans out there and how many more of these we get. Have you ever seen anything like this in your life? Like, is there anything? I know we've had these scares of different illnesses several times every couple of years, but I don't remember it being as wide scale and causing as much anxiety as this one.
You know, I don't recall any. I was thinking about that this past weekend, and I really don't recall any. I know the flu has always been a scare, different strains of that throughout the years, but I really don't recall anything like this before. Causing such widespread, like global.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just in the U.S., but, you know, reading those death tolls in Italy and everything like that, it's just like, this is, you know, this is pretty serious. And I know there's just a lot of questions behind it. You know, there's no vaccine that I'm aware of at this point. There's just a lot of unknowns, and I think that's what's causing this.
Yeah. White House, actually, as we're recording this, just had a press briefing, and they're working on a vaccine. They just gave one of their first test patients the vaccine.
Good. Okay.
So, and again, we have no idea if that's going to work or not,
sure.
But they're trying to there, and an interesting update as far as national news. But yeah, this is nuts. As far as illnesses in the United States, this is as bad as I can remember through my lifetime, at least, and others may have more life experience or a better memory than me. But I kind of, in the days post 9/11, there was a big anthrax scare that had everybody kind of on edge, and it's almost not necessarily equivalent to that because it's affecting more people here with coronavirus, but it's almost that level of fear and anxiety. It's sort of reminiscent of how the days after 9/11 felt to me, at least, with just how strange of a time it is. So interesting there. Again, we know there's three in Wyoming as of Monday. We'll keep you up to date with that at county10.com. A lot of school closures. In fact, are there any schools open in Fremont County that we know of?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah, not that I'm aware of. I think at this point, everyone is definitely closed today. And I know that Fort Washakie was volunteer only today. Shoshone had already had the day planned off. They had a professional development day. But there are a few more updates we're waiting on. For example, Shoshone, they have a board meeting this evening. So I think we're going to hear a little bit more info and details on that after the board meeting. So we'll get that out to you as soon as we know any information. And obviously we'll keep you updated as much as we possibly can as far as different school things. Part of that as well, which I'm super excited about, are the meals that are going out to kids or available for pickup. That's great. Several schools are taking part in that. Once again, I have a list out. I'll keep you updated on that as much as I can as new information comes out and those changes are kind of solidified. I know it seems like a lot of the different area schools are, you know, kind of not necessarily scrambling, but just like trying to get a good plan together and do the best that they can for the students and families and community. So hats off to all y'all for doing that. I know it's been a crazy weekend for sure.
Yeah, tip of the cap to everybody who is on the fly figuring out what to do and putting in long hours, and that certainly includes a lot of school officials. I love the meal program. Certainly, if County 10 can help facilitate or point you in a right direction, if you've got a kid that is out of school and may or may not have a meal, please let us know so we can point you in a direction to help you out at least there. A lot of events obviously canceled. I don't know if there's anything. Again, it's probably a lot quicker to run down things that are actually happening than things that aren't, because I don't think there's much.
I really don't think there is much happening. We recently received word that the Wind River Hotel and Casino, along with 789 and the Little Wind, all close until further notice. All events that I'm aware of that have, you know, folks have reached out to us. We have several of those that are going to be closed. I'm sharing a big list here shortly, kind of just getting everything centralized for everyone to make it a little bit easier and more digestible as to what's happening. But I don't really know that there's any events left locally that are going to keep going. Some of them have switched over to like maybe teleconference or like online, which is awesome that they can do that. So that's a great option out there. But yeah, honestly, I don't know of any that are still going.
Yep. One thing I wanted to squeeze into on a statewide level, Wyoming High School Activities Association has canceled a lot of spring activities. The date was until March 28th. Now they've extended that till at least April 6th, and we'll continue to monitor the situation. That may impact all the spring sports because they're supposed to be competing right now in soccer and track and field primarily. Here in Fremont County, I know Little League Baseball is kind of on hold too. So interesting there. Of course, last week we had state basketball where it starts and then stops all of a sudden for 3A and 4A. So interesting there, but a quick note from the Activities Association that they have pushed back the start of spring activities for soccer and for track and field. Let's see, there's some meetings coming up here. In fact, today the Fremont County Commissioners meets, Riverton City Council holding an emergency meeting. And basically the point of these meetings is all about COVID-19.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm going to kind of choose to stay out of the meetings for right now.
you should probably stay away from everybody. Yeah.
I think most of this we can get a little bit later. There'll be releases and that kind of thing. And some of them are going to be streamed online. Obviously, they're open to the public still, but just out of safety of others and what have you, I'm just going to, you know, stick away, just keep my distance there.
Yep.
So Lander had an emergency city council meeting on Friday last week, went over a few details as far as the COVID-19 goes, what they're implementing. Soon after that is when we actually learned that there was a Fremont County resident who had tested presumptive positive for COVID-19. So that escalated them fairly quickly into their level 2, which is outlined at county10.com. So their office, City of Lander offices, are closed to the public, available by appointment. All that information is at county10.com. Same with Riverton. They announced earlier this morning that their offices are closed. RPD as well as LPD, all those are closed. Appointment only. You can get in contact with them still. And then the commissioners met this morning instead of tomorrow morning. Don't have full details on what came of that yet, but I'm sure we'll have something soon from the folks over there in Lander. Yep. But yeah, lots of emergency meetings, getting together and just kind of forming game plans.
Yep. County 10 will keep you posted with everything going on. As soon as we learn more information, we'll post that. We're also looking for some of the good stories that are happening out there, because there certainly are a number of them. It definitely is County 10's duty to fill you in on what's happening. And right now, that is a little bit scary. It's nerve-wracking. It's hard news to report, frankly, as well. But we're trying to sprinkle in some of the good stuff. We had a photo up today of a couple of ladies working hard in kitchens at Lander Elementary Schools, making those food bags. So if you've got a story like that, if you know, your mailman does a nice gesture, or if somebody does a good deed, let us know about it. Because in these kind of crazy times here, we'd like to focus on some good things happening in Fremont County, because there still are a lot of good things happening in our county. So let us know about those. Tips at county10.com. I don't even know that I want to ask, but what else is happening in the news in Fremont County? Because it almost feels like I kind of forgot what was happening. Like there was a Democratic presidential debate last night, and it's like, oh yeah, that's going on. Right, everything else has kind of been pushed back.
Yeah. The world keeps going.
Oh, yeah, there's other things happening too. I forgot what life was like before coronavirus all of a sudden. I know we had a few things over the weekend, including we had a couple of accidents on US 26 near Dubois the other day, and luckily no injuries, and that could have been a scary situation.
Yeah, absolutely. There were two, let's see here, there was one rollover. Once again, no injuries in that one. The responding ambulance also rolled on their way there. I think they were just a couple miles apart at that point. No injuries there again. But yeah, it was due to slick roads and Yeah.
Yeah. That luckily, again, nobody was injured in that one. Anything else going on in the news? I know this was a long time ago now, but State Senator Eli Bebout announced that he's not seeking re-election.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some other news sprinkled in there in between all the coronavirus stuff. Not much, but there's a few other things happening.
That's true. And I actually do have some other news to share this week. Hopefully get that out today. If not, we'll try to continue to sprinkle it in there when I have time. But other great things to keep an eye out at county10.com for some new businesses opening, some other fun things happening. And yeah, hopefully can just provide you as you're sitting at home. Provide you those things to read.
Yeah, that's what we're trying our best to do, is to give you some kind of information and hopefully something to do, because a lot of people are on self-quarantine or social distancing and need something to watch and to listen for. And I know County 10's got a few things coming up this week that hopefully will provide some distractions for you. What are you going to do in your quarantine once once we're all out of here? You got Netflix you're catching up on or anything?
Oh, man. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I need to catch up on, but we'll see. I'm not too worried about quarantining myself at this point.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, we'll social distance then. And
there we go.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Amanda, thanks for all your hard work. I know there's a lot of new content up on the website, and that's all because of you. So thanks for that, and we'll catch up with you again here probably midweek on the show.
Sounds good.
She's county10.com reporter Amanda Faring. Again, if you want to get in touch with her, tips@county10.com. A couple other folks to thank making these County 10 podcasts possible, like the Shoshone Rose Casino and Hotel. The most iconic food in all of Wyoming is available at the Decagahi Restaurant. Try their fry bread. The Food Network says that fry bread, and not just any fry bread, is Wyoming's most iconic. Only the fry bread at the Decagahi Restaurant at the Shoshone Rose Casino and Hotel, just outside of Lander. County 10 Podcast, also brought to you by YDOT. Wyoming Department of Transportation reminds you to please never drink and drive. St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, so if you're having a green beer or two, please come up with a game plan. Get a designated sober driver every single time. DUIs cost you financially, could cost you a job, could cost you your life or someone else their life. Never drink and drive. Thanks to YDOT. Thanks to Amanda Faring for joining us again. Hopefully a lot more conversations coming up this week on the County 10 Podcast, and stick around on the website for more updated content. Have a great day, everybody. Stay safe, and we'll catch you again tomorrow for more of the County 10 Podcast.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porters. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Elevate Rehab, and Rendezvous Dental. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.